pirates, buccaneers, privateers, and corsairs. They were all in the same business, but the last two had the advantage of being legalized by a letter of marque, lettre de course in French, which gave us the word corsair. This was a letter of authorization from the king, or the government, to attack vessels of an enemy nation. It was important because it meant that if captured, the crew were treated as prisoners of war and not summarily hanged as pirates. In addition, only if they had a letter of marque could a private ship capturing an enemy ship claim it as a prize when they returned to shore. Famous privateers were Francis Drake under Queen Elizabeth I of England, and around 1800, Robert Surcouf from Saint-Malo in France, a city which was famous for its corsairs and well placed to attack English shipping heading to or from the Channel. Both of these made vast fortunes and reputations from the business. The letter of marque was abolished in 1856 at the Declaration of Paris. Interestingly, however, the Americans didn't sign. It is a curiosity of history that the last vessel to operate under a letter of marque was the airship Resolute, operated by civilians to patrol the seas for submarines during the Second World War.